worthwhile skill. I don't wanna do that either.
Funky Friends, my name is Doug.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Ben.
I'm Mariah.
Kyle.
And
we're Raspberry Pi. And you're listening to WMUCFM.
College Park. What's the saddest gotta come out? That's what the funk is
all
about.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Draw the blinds, draw the bed. It's a matter of time till you wake up and watch me. Draw your brow with shaky hand so that after you're gone, I got something to hold on to.
Red light. Camera one, camera two. On your side, on the carpet. Camera one, camera two.
Angel, I hold it your blood, draw your breath. Skip the whites of your eyes till you wake up and watch me. Draw your wings from your back. I'll not be shy, no, I'll not be gentle with you.
Red light. Camera one. Camera two. On your side, on the carpet. Camera one.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Red eye, last minute flight. I get in early, I was roused by the light. Back in the city, no longer my home. Trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. The immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
That was Delicia by Joe. Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show where I talk about music videos every Tuesday at 7. Sorry I was late. I forgot how to do what I'm supposed to do. I didn't forget how to do it. I never knew how to do it in the first place. But that's okay. We learn something new every day. And hey, I guess... In my third year, today is the day I learned how to DJ. I love that song. I've been excited to play that song for a while. I don't know why I didn't just play it, but like I've been thinking about playing that song for a while, and I'm glad that I finally did get to, because it's a good song, and I got tickets to what's that thing called, that concert all things go. So I'm very excited to see Joe, and I really like his new album, The Crux. It's pretty good. Highly recommend. So I said that I talk about music videos. I usually pick an artist and talk about that specific artist's music videos throughout the show. This is probably the last show that I'm going to do this semester, I think. Isn't next week finals week? I think. Everybody nod your head, yes or no. All right. I think next week is finals week, so this is probably the last show I think I'm going to do this semester. So I figured why not do something like pretty fun and peppy, something enjoyable. So today I'm going to be talking about house music and house music music videos. I haven't seen any of these music videos that I'm going to talk about. And I literally don't know how many I'm going to be able to get done because I don't know how long I'm going to yap, but we will see. We will definitely see. And hopefully I like them. Side note, I've been up since, I actually don't know. let me rephrase that. I got 3 hours of sleep last night. I went to bed at 3 a.m. and then I woke up at 6:30 so I could drive to an interview. And then I drove back from the interview and had to go to class. And now here I am. After I did a bunch of work after that class, and then I'm going to go back and do more work, and then I'm finally going to sleep. Because that's the life of an architecture major. We never, ever sleep. You'll hear this from so many other majors that they don't sleep. And honestly, like, you guys have a choice. I feel like they have a choice. You have a choice not to sleep. I said that the wrong way. You have a choice to sleep if you're like another major. If you're like a business major and you're up studying, it's just like you either know the information or you don't. Like after 12 o'clock, I feel, not 12 o'clock, but like after a certain time, you know if you know the information, like just call it a night. But like as an architecture major, notice me putting myself on a pedestal. As an architecture major, I have like a house due at midnight. Or do like the next morning. So obviously I'm going to be pulling all nighters so I can get it done. Like you guys see how that plays out. There's a reason why architecture majors don't ever sleep. I thought that it was a myth. No guys, it's real. And I learned it when I came to school. it's very, very much real. guys, I'm not, what I'm about to say sounds crazy, but this thing did not happen because I am tired. It just happened. I ran over a turtle today by accident with my car, and I felt really bad about it. I feel like I need to recognize that turtle soul right now. I told a lot of people that today because I feel so bad about it, but it's also kind of funny, you know? I mean, like, there's nothing funny about a turtle dying, but, like, the fact that I ran him over, like, really... He was moving so slow, and like he was caught in the wrong, he was just there at the wrong time, and I couldn't think, like I had no time. He had all the time in the world, I had none, and boom, it was like right under the car. So yeah, I ran over a turtle today, and let's recognize his soul with a moment of silence. Okay, and then we can get into the song that I am going to be discussing today, which the first one is Missing by Everything But the Girl, and this is the Todd Terry remix.
See you soon.
That was Missing by Everything But The Girl, the Todd Terry remix specifically. Great song, and I'm talking about some house music until 8 o'clock. I'm going to read some... I'm talking about their music videos also. I'm going to look at the comments first so I can get a sense of the audience here, because I'm super unfamiliar with Everything But The Girl. Is that it? Everything But The Girl. What a name. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh, everybody in the comments. I do this every single day. And everybody always puts, like, I don't do this every day, but like everybody always puts their whole life story in the comments. Like, sometimes I like it, but sometimes, man, like, wrap it up. Every single comment is like, I'm 57 and this song still gives me chills. I'm 55 and I love this version. 1995, I love this song. 2008, this song is great. Bought this at age 17 in 1995. Great days. Time passes away at a scary speed. I'm actually reading these. 30 years on and still sounds amazing. I miss the 90s so much. Why don't you get a time machine? Like, guys, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. Okay, I'll read one of them. This one says, I'm 47 and this was the best time in my life. In the 90s, we thought we ruled the world. Imagine that peace and love will overcome everything. This was the last song in the club after raving the whole night. We was bursting full of love. I'm sorry. We was... We was bursting full of life and love. It says, I'm so glad that I was there. Thanks for that. And thanks is spelled with THANX. Bursting? Wow, what a word. I would never use that phrase. We was bursting full of life and love. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? To be 47 and bursting full of life and love. What happened at 47 that didn't already happen at 46? Or it wasn't going to happen at 48? Was it just because it was the 90s? Is that the point of this comment? That the 90s was like a moment in time and you had to be there or you missed it? There's no way that the 90s was like so peace and love and everybody ruled the world or something. Or maybe it was. I don't know, guys. I didn't live through it. This one says, no one remembers, but back then... nobody really had mobile phones or social media didn't exist. I think everyone remembers that, actually. Hot take. Hot take. You're wrong. Everyone remembers. It says, if someone moved and you didn't know where they went, they were gone from your life. People just disappeared. Yeah. I think we knew that. I think that the point of the song is... I don't know. The point of the song is the feeling of it. Let's talk about the song. Let's talk about the music video. So the entire music video, I quickly realized. Actually, no, I didn't quickly realize. I realized this like towards the end of the video is a lot of clips that just kind of repeat. it's this girl and she's walking down the street, and it's the woman from Everything But the Girl. Let's see what her name is, because I looked it up a moment ago because I've never heard of this band. Hang tight, y'all. Hang tight. Hang ten. Tracy Thorn. She's walking down the street. She's got this little coat on. This is in some British country. I'm sorry. I wish I knew geography. That's where the American school system failed me. She's walking down the street and she goes into her house, and then she goes in her house and she kind of sits down and she looks at the camera and she starts singing. By the way, this whole video is low quality, low, but a low price of a free 99, only available on YouTube, but it has 42 million views, but it's very low quality. It kind of looks like it was recorded on a cell phone or something. And she's just singing most of the song. You know, she's in this little animal print dress and she has this very short pixie cut. And maybe like a little bit of lipstick on. It's a 90s style that she has going. And she's singing about missing this person as she's walking through this house. And I'm guessing that we're supposed to get the feeling that it's like this person has abandoned her in the home that they once had. So it's kind of like rehashing that whole situation in her mind as she's walking through these places. There's this scene where she's like sitting on a bed and she's by herself. Well, she's not really sitting, but she's laying on the bed. And she's pondering, and on the TV across from her is this couple that is totally making out on the screen. And it was getting a little provocative in the video. I didn't think that it was gonna get that far. I don't know. That part felt like kind of out of the blue. But besides that, the rest of the video is her, you know, walking around through the space, picking up things, thinking about what happened when and can we go back there, and talking about how she misses him like the deserts miss the rain. And we know that she's talking about a him because while all of these scenes are happening, there are cuts to a guy who is the other guy in the band, whose name is Ben Watt. He is the other half of Everything But the Girl. And we see him in these places that she's kind of walking through. But it's much brighter. It's like he was once there, and that is what she is thinking of. So he's like, he'll be doing regular things in these spaces, but she is much more somber about it as she's walking through them and thinking about what happened. There is a repeated shot in this video where he's like, it's this specific way that he's standing against this wall. He's like half leaned on this wall, sort of. I don't know if I said that right. And he's wearing this button down shirt and it's open. And he's doing this like kind of puppy dog look across the room. And it's the most awkward shot I've ever seen. And the fact that they loved that shot so much, they repeated it throughout the entire music video. And it really, really ticked me off because it is a nasty shot. It is just not cute to me. I mean, maybe somebody liked it, and I'm not gonna dim your light, I guess. But something about this specific shot of him looking up like, please, please, mister, can I have some more? I'm not feeling that. And it's something that really put a damper on me watching this music video. It kind of ruined it for me. It's not a great music video in the first place, I don't think. Like, there's not a lot going for it. But it's a weird moment that they loved it and then they ran with it. They were like, yeah, play that again. Stop playing that clip. It's the most awkward clip I've ever seen. And I guess you would just have to see it for yourself because it's kind of weird. And yeah, that's the whole music video. Again, it's not a great music video, but I think that something that it does get across is this musical group, Everything But the Girl, who, let's see, when I look them up, it says that they're an English musical duo formed in Kingston, United Kingdom. Let's see if I can find any more information. By the way, the couple in the music video is a couple in real life, and they're married, and I'm pretty sure that they have children. It says, when they met, they were both attending the University of Hull, and both had contracts. Both had contracts with the independent record company Cherry Red Records as solo artist, and then they did a side project as a duo, and then eventually, you know, 1+1 made 2. I love a good duo, a romantic duo. We don't have enough of those anymore, I don't think. I think we need more of those. Oh my gosh. There's a photo of them now. This is weird. British people are interesting. Is it British? English? English? I think it's English. I think it's English. I'm sorry, I don't know the right terminology. English people are interesting. Like, the way that these people aged, they look like they were like photoshopped with old features on them. Like, they look weirdly the exact same. They kind of have like childlike features that are just aged up. This is strange. But besides that, one other thing that I thought was super cool about Everything But the Girl is they have a website, and the website is awesome. It's like a really cool looking website. It has this huge image of the duo, and it's in black and white, and then above the top, like the top bar where you can choose options like about, music, news, all that, it's in pink, green, and black. And I don't know, something about it just looks so good and so clean cut. It's a very well put together website, and I think that it's perfect for their brand, you know? Like, whoever branded this, like, great job. I love a cute little website. That's just me personally. I love finding a website that just, like, you know, that looks good. Kind of irritates me when somebody has a bad website. But I digress. I'll get off my soapbox. All right. So that was Missing... I was about to say Missing You. I want to call it Missing You so bad, but it's not called Missing You. That was Missing, in my little discussion about house music. And the next song that I'm going to play is one that's a little bit more exciting. This is Be My Lover by LaBouche. That was Be My Lover by LaBouche. And I'm talking about house music videos. Until 8 o'clock. Sorry, I started to forget. Let's start with a little description of LaBouche. it's kind of fun to say. From Spotify. Spotify says, how do you calculate success in the music business? If you have one hit, you're a one-hit wonder. Two hits, you may be a star. For Lane McCrae, the founder, singer, songwriter, and trademark owner of LaBouche, the business categorizes him as a legend. Okay, so Lane McRae is the guy in this video. We can establish that. It says, 23 years later, frontman Lane McRae Jr. brings LaBouche back with another amazing new single, Night After Night, with featured vocalists, somebody, blah, 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 blah. Why can't you talk about them when they were younger? No, I'm kidding. Who is the lady in this duo? Let's see. So I can call her by name. What? No. It says, what? German American. Okay. Didn't know that. Another thing I just learned. Okay. But what's her name? Lane McRae and Belle Johnson. All right, Belle. She's cutting up in this music video. I mean, as you can expect, this music video was a lot of dancing. It was very upbeat. As I watched this music video, what I felt is that this music video, this, it's on a 5. And I want it to be on a 10. It's like, it kind of has all the materials for what it wants to accomplish. And then it's just like, eh, like it was good, but it could have been great, you know? The plot of the video is that there's a woman who is Belle Johnson of LaBouche, and love saying that, and she is in this like dark alley or warehouse sort of thing, and she goes to kidnap the man in the group, who is Lane McRae, and she takes him to an undisclosed location where she's singing this song, and she's like dragging him along and kind of treating him, tying him up, that kind of thing. And she's singing, you know, the whole point of it, which is like, I know you want to be my lover. Listen to me, like, be my lover. And hang on, I need to make sure I got this right. Yeah. So then he comes free of the ties and he starts singing, you know, he does his whole part where he's like, oh, I must confess, girl. Yes, I want to be your lover. I love that part. I think that is my favorite part of the song. I think, I don't know, something about it is so, something about it is, it sounds so nice. It's like audibly satisfying to me. And then the rest of the video plays out with like her kind of enticing him in front of him, and she has like background dancers, and they're all wearing, I think, leather, and like chokers, tight clothes, and her hair is kind of like crinkly. I don't know what that's called. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just like her making this heist on a man. Now, I don't have a lot to say about the video, like, production-wise, because I have a lot to say about what I wish would have happened. It has the recipe for success. It just, like, it wasn't cooked long enough. One thing that irritated me about this video is that the camera doesn't stop turning. It's like when I was in middle school and I would ask my friends and I'd be like, hey, make a video of me. And they would, like, take the camera and be, like in and out of my face, you know, like, when they're like, if you get what I'm saying, then you get what I'm saying. Like, I have no other way to describe that. But, you know, when you're, like, moving the camera to be dramatic and stuff on every single, movement that someone makes, I hate that in a music video. That's, personally, I can't stand that. Because something about it is just so dizzy in this video, and it doesn't stop at all. It kind of just leaves you not being able to see the full scene. And you kind of can't, like, capture the intensity of what they're trying to accomplish. Like, the part where he says, like, girl, I want to be your lover. And he starts coming out of the rope. It happens so fast. And then the camera starts moving in and out so quickly that it's like, wait, did he get out of the rope? Which is why I had to question that. And then it feels kind of goofy in the end. Like, I'm just thinking that my friend is out here recording this video, or maybe I could have recorded it. And then it feels kind of like cell phone quality again. But I guess that's something that we're just going to see out of these videos. Maybe that's just a quality of house music that I don't realize, that it's all just cell phone quality music videos. I mean, it was an older time, but I've seen better quality music videos from, like, I don't know, from way before this. They had the resources to make a good video, which is why I'm very, very confused. It's just the recording of it is strange. Let me keep going. Another thing is the background dancers. There's like 8 of them. And that's not a lot when you're recording a music video in a warehouse. The whole point of the video is that she kidnaps this man and she's forcing him to be her lover. She's tying him up, that kind of thing. She's singing in his face. She's telling him about everything that she wants to do. And she has this entourage of people behind her that are supporting her charade. But that doesn't come across when you only have a few people behind you and so much space. It's like putting, I don't know, it's like putting 5 people in an auditorium. 5 people might seem like 5 people might seem like a lot of friends to hang out with or something, but if you put them in an auditorium, you realize how like few people that is. You need more people to fill the space. So when they're dancing in the background, it's kind of empty and it doesn't feel strong. None of it feels strong. The intensity of this song is there, you know? Like, the song is very, very high energy. It's in your face all the time. The beat keeps going the entire time. Like, from the moment that the song starts, where it's like, boom, na da da dee da 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 da, like, that's a song. And it's so exciting, but then the music video is like, I don't know, my aunt is dancing around. It frustrates me, this music video, because I wanted it to be great, and it was just mid. To me. Also, they're German, apparently. Didn't know that. German-American group. It says Eurodance, House, Pop, and Schlager Gospel? What is that? It says, it's a style of European popular music in radio format, generally defined by catchy instrumental accompaniments to vocal pieces of pop music. Is this just like German pop? Schlager music is German pop. I don't know. If someone knows German, just tell me if I'm right or tell me if I'm stupid. I'm reading. Oh, okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. The person in the band switched because the woman passed, apparently, in a plane crash, it says. Huh. You know, I thought that she looked different. I'm sorry, guys. All right. I am going to move on and take a minute before the next song. So, I don't know, like, what constitutes what genre of any type of music, but this is another super high energy song that I would love to hear right now. This is Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. You
faster, stronger. More than power, power, never. Ever after work is over. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. And here is another song playing off of this house music moment that I've got going on. This is I Only Smoke When I Drink by Nimino.
When I drink, and I only drink when I overthink. I only smoke when I drink, and I only drink when I overthink. I only smoke when I drink, and I only drink when I overthink. I only smoke when I drink, and I only drink when I overthink.
About you. drink when I pray. And I only drink when I overthink. I only smoke when I pray. And I only drink when I overthink. And I only think about you, 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 you. And I only think about you.
That was I Only Smoke When I Drink by Nomino. And I'm just going to keep this going because I kind of like it. So here is another one. This is, oops, sorry guys. This is Perfect Exceeder by Mason and Princess Superstar. Alright, that is just about it for today's show. I am going to play one more song on the way out. Sorry, I have to play the song, guys. You're gonna be upset at me for playing it again, but I like the song and I don't care, I'm gonna play it. So please have a great rest of your week. This is Party For You by Charlie XCX. Thank you.
Only do this party for you, for you, for you.